The Selfish Path to Romance. Download Chapter 1 for free at drkenner.com and at amazon.com.
Mary, you're dealing with a relationship problem?
Yes. Hi, Dr. Kenner. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Oh, you're welcome. What's going on?
Basically, my question for you is that whether I should ask my boyfriend, who lives in another state, goes to school, and works in another state, whether I should ask him to move to the state that I am for us to get to go forward in our relationship, or in other words, how much time should I give him before he has made his decision? He has said that he really wants to move to the state that I am because I'm going to school in this state as well. But at the moment, unfortunately, with the economy and everything, he hasn't had the opportunity to find a job in his major.
Yes.
So it hasn't been made possible so far. It's only a few months, just about 5 months. But
5 months since when?
Since we are officially dating and thinking
okay.
about.
Okay. So you're trying to see how committed is he, and he says he's committed, and now can I put a little pressure on him, or at least give the request or invitation, however you want to frame it, to come move and live with me? Or live in the same town as me. Go ahead.
We're not exactly sure about moving in together. We're actually thinking, we both come from traditional families, and we're thinking about getting married.
Yeah.
But the thing is, whether I should ask him to move before he finds a job that is in his major. He's an engineer, and he really wants to pursue his career in the major and his field of work. But so far, just remotely looking for jobs online and he hasn't been able to find it yet.
The biggest gift you can give one another is to respect each other's minds. That doesn't mean you cannot have you can't have a conversation about this. You could run it by him if you haven't done that already and say, you know, I'm very mixed because part of me really wants to go full speed ahead and say, come out here even, you know, you'll find a job once you get here. And mm-hmm. another part of me feels ambivalent about that. I'm feeling mixed because I don't want to put that pressure on you, and I know how important engineering is to you and the security of having a job. So, honey, I don't know if you're feeling the same way. You know, you could phrase it that way to him.
Okay.
Meaning that way if you look at it that both of you are struggling with both sides of this issue, you don't want to pressure him, correct?
Right.
And yet you don't want things to stagnate where there's no movement at all.
Exactly.
Yeah, so you can put the pieces together. What are the chances of him finding a job near you?
Unfortunately, right now it's really slim. But all of the effort has been remotely, so I don't know if it makes a difference if he actually is here. And because as far as I understand, my major is different, and I don't know much about his, but as I've learned is that he's been trying to look for it online and putting up his resume and sending his resumes and stuff, and so far no luck.
Okay, he's still in school in another state though, you said?
He's working on his master's, yes.
So does he need to stay in that state to finish up his master's?
He's thinking of transferring for the program for his master. He's able to transfer. He's just started his master program. This is his first semester.
Yeah.
So he's able to transfer 3 of his courses to California, where I am.
Okay. So if he can transfer, that would work out. So basically, you said you've been together 5 months, but you're not living together?
Yes. No, we're not.
How often do you get to see one another?
Just about every few weeks, every 3 weeks or so.
And is he someone that, it sounds like you're pretty serious about him.
Yes.
How old are you?
I'm 28.
Okay, 28. So you're really, it's not like you're 17 years old deciding whether you want to settle or not. You're 28.
Right.
You pretty much know what you want. So everything sounds like it's going smoothly. There doesn't seem to be any problem, I mean, in terms of just touching base with him and working it through as if you're lovingly putting together a puzzle. of what makes the most sense, and be willing to look at his side, be willing to really respect his mind, and then you can tell him what your side is. And as I said earlier, if you frame it as, you know, we both probably are on both sides, if you had side A and side B, one is to get the job first and to wait till you're more settled, and side B is to come out here and we get to be with one another and do your job search here remotely. And we're both on both sides. So let's try to figure out what makes the most sense together.
Okay.
Any other questions?
If I may, one more if I have time. Would that be okay?
Yep, that's fine.
Okay. Do you think, I don't know how to phrase it, but I'm going to do my best. Do you think it would be a potential problem if the woman in a relationship or in a marriage makes more money than the man?
Hey, I got to interrupt this because we've got to pay some bills. 30 seconds, that's it. A very quick ad, and then Alan will be back.
Romance. Ugh, I wish guys knew more about what we want from a relationship. Boy, I wish I knew more about what I want. Where's that ad I saw? Here it is. The Selfish Path to Romance. A serious romance guidebook. Download chapter 1 for free at selfishromance.com and buy it at amazon.com. The Selfish Path to Romance. That is interesting.
Do you think it would be a potential problem if the woman in a relationship or in a marriage makes more money than the man?
Well, it really depends on, you said you're in a traditional role, so if you assume the traditional role of the 1950s, would that be a problem?
I guess so, yeah.
Yeah, in the 1950s, I can remember even being told by my own papa that it's the male ego that matters most.
Right.
Let me tell you, if you want a romantic relationship, that is an awful, awful, awful formula. I see too many women who grew up in the 19 or had their families in the 1950s with the, in quotes, traditional family. It come in 20 years later, the kids are out of the house, and they are, or not 20 years later, many years later, and they just say, I've had it, I've done for everyone else my whole life, and now it's time for me. But they're so bitter, and they feel so guilty saying that, that they're just trapped. So if you really are respecting one another's minds, I think, well, what would you say, given what I just said?
Right. It hasn't been an issue for me. I've been dating other people, and I realize I have a lot in common with him, and we have a lot of mutual understanding that matters the most to me right now than anything else. But, you know, people say things.
Okay, but if you don't care, if he's an engineer, it sounds like he's a bright man, and there are times when he may be making more money than you, times in your life when you may be making more money than him. If you want to start a family, guess who's going to be out of commission for a little while? It would be you, correct? So with my husband and I, sometimes I make a little more, sometimes he does. He has over the course of our relationship, big deal. Okay. You know, it's just really respecting each other, and as long as neither of you feel like one is taking advantage of the other, neither of you are being moochers off the other one deliberately, but if it's more of a division of labor, then there's no problem. And then it doesn't have to be a traditional relationship in the bad sense. Keep the good in the tradition. And get rid of the parts that would undermine your relationship.
Absolutely.
Okay. Thank you so much for your call, Mary.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome.
For more Dr. Kenner podcast, go to drkenner.com and please listen to this ad.
Here's an excerpt from The Selfish Path to Romance, the Serious Romance Guidebook by clinical psychologist Dr. Ellen Kenner and co-author Dr. Edwin Locke.
Stress is an integral part of most people's lives today. Perhaps the most common cause is time pressure, although money is often an important factor as well. For many couples, there's too much to do and too little time, or too many bills and too little cash. Partners can help each other in times of stress. Be a good listener, not an unwelcome advice giver, which only adds to the stress. Provide serenity and a restful environment for each other. Make your home a sane universe. There, everyone is treated with understanding, benevolence, and goodwill. Give your partner moral support and encouragement, and help your partner find solutions to practical problems if help is requested.
You can download Chapter 1 for free by going to drkenner.com, and you can buy the book at amazon.com.